Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. Now, I'll admit, usually on Community Close-Up, I try not to give you homework to do, but this time, we're going to give you just a little bit of homework. I'd like for you to type into your favorite search engine on the Internet, Great Pacific, as in the Pacific Ocean, Great Pacific Garbage Patch, P-A-T-C-H. I'd like for you to look at that so you'll be aware of it, and so you'll understand what got these 8th graders at Cane River Middle School started on the project that we're going to talk about today. And you are?
Addison.
So now, Addison, tell me what this project is all about.
Okay, so we don't have any recycling at Cane River or, like, anywhere in the county, and we're trying to raise money to get recycling bins.
So the idea is there's no organized recycling program at Cane River Middle School, and really, at any, as far as I know, at any of the schools, probably in both counties. Whose idea was this?
The entire 8th grade.
Just out of the entire 8th grade?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. How long has this been going on?
Come on.
And your name is?
Bella.
So now, Bella, tell me about your involvement in this.
We've been learning about the Pacific Garbage Patch, and it's where, like, all the garbage that is, like, in the landfill, it is going into the ocean where this big patch is.
And y'all decided we need to start doing our part to keep that from happening.
Yes.
And you are?
Cadence.
How did you get involved in this, and what's your concern?
When we learned about the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, it, like, really hit me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, there's, like, a lot of plastic that's harming animals, and that we could do something, that people are being so careless, then we need to, like, get out.
I know you're raising money to get recycling bins here. Is the administration of the school ready for you to put them in and get going?
Yes, we don't have anybody to take the bins to the recycling center, and so we need to find somebody to do that.
What's your name?
Avi.
What are you doing to raise funds?
We are selling notes that we are going to hand out on Valentine's Day at lunch.
Tell us about that. What all are you going to do?
We are setting up a place at lunch, and they can write their friends or teacher or anyone in the school a note, and they will be sent out on Valentine's Day.
So now, is that going to be something? How much do they have to pay for a note?
They have to pay a dollar.
So it's a dollar. How much are you trying to raise?
We don't really have a goal, but as of right now, we've raised about $50.
Okay, and you've been at this about a week or so. So you're doing pretty good.
Yes.
And you are?
Ava.
I guess if folks in the general public want to get involved or want more information, they can probably just talk to the administration of the school, the principal, right?
Yeah.
So now, what's your favorite part about it? Are you looking forward to delivering them, or what's going to be your part in all this?
I think delivering them would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty fun. I know the 8th grade was involved in this, but is there any particular, like, you studied about the Pacific plastic?
ELA. Miss David's brought it up.
Okay, what's ELA?
Reading. English Language Arts.
See, I'm so old, you have to explain all that stuff to me. I don't know, you know. So, are you enjoying the project?
Yeah, it's fun.
Cool. We were talking about ways that the general public, folks like maybe listening to the radio, could get involved in it. I think you mentioned earlier one of the things you have to do is figure out how you're going to get the bins from the school to the recycling center. So, what's your plans on that?
We need volunteers to come and somebody with a truck that can, like, get the bins and get them to the recycling center.
How often you reckon they'd have to do that? Maybe weekly or something? Or?
Yeah, like once or twice a week.
So that would be a way that folks could be a support to the 8th grade as they're doing this very special project. Are you hoping that it'll take off at the other schools in the area?
Yeah, so we're just not the only school doing it because the rest of the county needs to get involved too because we're not the only ones that use paper and stuff like that.
We appreciate these members of the Cane River Middle School 8th grade for being willing to talk with us on the radio about their special project. They are language arts teacher Judy Davids, who made all of this, really got all of it started. And then, of course, the administration of the school, Principal Miranda Elkins, 100% behind what the young folks are doing. And thank you also to school counselor Faith Silver, who helped us through the interview process and was a great help there as well. So a lot of folks working hard to make make this happen at Cane River Middle School, and they hope it spreads to other schools. So there's your idea. Think about it. Talk to your kids and your school folks and see what they think about the possibility of starting a recycling program. Thank you again to members of the 8th grade of Cane River Middle School for talking with us today and for caring about our environment. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.